morning we're continuing Chayodim. Klal Chaf Aleph, Simen Yud Aleph. So the Chayodim said that the person has Kavana when he says the word Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad, that Hashem Shu Elokeinu is Hashem which is Echad B'chol Olamos. I want to point out a few things. First of all, that this really is a form of Kabbalah's Omach Hashemayim, recognizing Hashem's Achdus, that He is the One, there's nothing else but Him, and all of the Olamos and everything which exists, is a form of saying Hashem is the master of everything. So that's a Kabbalah's Malchus. Number two, there is a halacha in Simon He in Arachayim, where we discuss what is the correct kavanah the person is supposed to have when he says the words of Hashem's name, Adnos, or he says Elohim or Elokeinu. What does the word mean? So there, Shulchan Aruch points out that Hashem's name, Adnos, has in it two meanings. One is that Adon HaKol, he's the master of all, which is the Lashon, how we pronounce it. But since it's written with a Yud and then a Hey, etc., so that also represents that Hashem is Hoya, Hoyve, V'yihiyah. He was, he is, and he will be. And the Shulchan Aruch says that you have to have that Kavanah in mind every time you say Hashem's name. The Mishnah Berurah there brings from the Gra that the Gra disagrees and says that since we read it, it's Adnos, it is sufficient to have in mind that the words Adon HaKol, Hashem is the master of all, because that's how we read it. With the one exception is the first pasuk of Shema. The Gra says that even Mishnah Berurah says even according to the Gra, in the first pasuk of Shema, he agrees that the kavanah that you're supposed to have when you say Hashem's name twice in this pasuk, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad, you're supposed to have in mind that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Adon HaKol. And Hoya Hoyve V'yihiyah. So that's a lot to have in mind. And there is actually a siddur called Kavanas Hashem, which has written next to each name of Hashem the words Adon HaKol and Hoya Hoyve V'yihiyah. But Rav Moshe says in the Tshuva that since the word God, the way we use that word, it means a being who is the master of all and is, was, and will be. So just thinking the word God is sufficient to fulfill the obligation of the Shulchan Aruch of the Kavanas Hashem. So he says that the correct way to understand the Kavanah of the Pasuk is he would have in mind the word God. Now also, next step, the word Elohim, the Shulchan Aruch explains, means that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is takif, he's powerful, that he is Bala Yecholus, he has all abilities, Ubala Kechus Kulam, and all powers come from him. And when we say Elokeinu, and we say that this being, which is takif, Bala Yecholus, Ubala Kechus Kulam, that he is the takif, and he is the Bala Yecholus, he has the ability, Ubala Kechus Kulam, and all powers are belong to him, is being Mashkiach on us, specifically, Mashkiach Aleinu Bepratus. So that's the word Elokeinu. So Rav Moshe says, again, that's a lot to have in mind, but the word God means the one who is Takif, Bal Yecholus, Bal Kochus Kulam. So when a person will think, when he says the Pasuk, he says it in Yiddish, but that Klal Yisrael should hear that God is our God, God is one, he will really fulfill the obligation of the Shulchan Aruch for Kavanas Hashem, to have the correct Kavanas Hashem. If a person wants to be machmer and be careful about having thinking those words specifically, that's matayv manoyim, but a person definitely can fulfill his obligation of having the correct Kavana of the names of Hashem in the Pasuk by thinking the way Rav Moshe understood it. The Chayalim over here points out that we're being machad HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he's Echad B'chol Olamos, the Shemaim and the Oretz and the Dalim B'chol Olam. they say the name of Rishos Olanter says a person can be busy being Mamlech HaKadosh Baruch Hu and the Shemayim and the Oretz and the four corners of the earth and forget to be Mamlech HaKadosh Baruch Hu upon himself, which that's the real goal. The real goal over here is to accept the Kadosh Baruch Hu's Malchus, which means a commitment to serve a Kadosh Baruch Hu and listen to what he says, because as he is all powerful, everything comes from him. It's not really, we really have no power and ability to go against his words. So we're committing to commit to the words of HaKadosh Baruch Hu and listen to what he wants us to do. So we should remember to have that in mind as well. Be'ez Hashem, tomorrow we will continue clarifying the halachas of the kavana that we have, and then the chayyim will go into some of the halachas of how to pronounce things properly. Have a good morning.